Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About It with Olivia Susie. Now I know it's been long and I miss you all so much too. Today we're going to be talking about consent, right? Now this is a very personal topic for me. We're going to be talking about rape and consent. It's a very personal topic for me because this is something that I have experienced. And currently on Twitter, there's an ongoing issue concerning rape and consent. And earlier this week, I also saw a video a guy posted saying, if a girl comes to his place and he spends £30 on her, she's not going to leave his house without him having sex with her, without she giving up the pum pum. And everybody, men were laughing and kicking and ha-ha-ing. And women were like, can't you all see that this is rape? And I don't know if there is something in the heads of men that make them not understand the situations, these situations for what it is, rape. I'm gonna post a link to that article where you all can read it. Now, but today I'm going to share a personal experience that I've had. And consent, you know, it's so simple, but I don't even need to consult a dictionary to explain what consent is. Consent simply means that I'm telling you, yes, I'm giving you permission. I'm telling you, go ahead, right? Without fear, without coercion. I'm doing it of my own free will. I'm saying yes to you of my own free will, right? And I don't know why this is such a hard concept for men to understand. I don't know why. So I had this friend who, this is someone who I considered a friend, right? And this is someone that I have been intimate with before in the past. Now, we have not spoken for quite a while because he called me up suddenly one day and said, oh, he got a ministration from the Holy Spirit that he should stay away from me. Now, I believe in God. I love Jesus so much. And if someone comes to me and says, the Holy Spirit say, you're bad for me, or the Holy Spirit says, I'm bad for you, or whatever it is the Holy Spirit told you, I'm going to respect that decision. So immediately I said, fine, okay, let's stop being friends. We could say hi, hello to one another. We could be cordial, but of course there's going to now be boundaries in our friendship or our relationship. So I haven't spoken to this person in quite a long time. Now suddenly he calls me up one day and says, hey, what's up, have you been? And I'm like, I'm good, what's up with you, how are you? And he said, oh, he's drunk currently, or rather he's tipsy, he's going through a lot, he's confused, he's exhausted, he sounded very emotionally down, right? And I'm like, what's up, what is wrong, are you okay? He said, oh, he went out to a party. And I'm like, okay, do you have anybody there you could talk to, you could go home? And he said, no, he does not want to go home. He does not want to be alone at home. And I said, okay, so what's going to happen? Do you have anybody there with you? And he said, no, he wants to be with me. He wants to see me. And I said, okay, no problem. Come over to my place. Now, this is a man that I trust, right? Because we've been together in the past. So I trust him. I trust that we can be in the same space and I'll be safe, right? So I said, okay, no problem, come over to the house. And he comes over to my house and we gist and we talk, and he says, oh, I'm going to spend the night. Now, this is the first time he's spending the night at my place, but I say, okay, good, it's fine. Now we're sleeping and suddenly he's trying to touch me. And I said, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I'm not doing that, okay? You and I have not spoken in a long time. And even if we were whatever, but no, I'm not going to have sex with you. Now tell me why this man became angry. He suddenly became angry. Oh, why these that? I'm like, excuse me, I don't even have to give you a reason. I don't have to honor you with a reason. I'm saying I do not want to share my body with you. Simple. That's where it should end ordinarily, because I own my body. I have autonomy over this body, and I'm saying no, I'm not sharing my body with you. That's where it should end ordinarily, right? But no. He gets angry, he faces the wall, and I'm like, oh, thank God. I thought that was the end of it. No, he came back again later on, and now it was like sob stories. Oh, I'm so depressed, I'm lonely, I'm tired, I'm this. And I'm like, I understand what you're going through, but having sex with me is not going to solve that problem. And irrespective of that, I have moved on, right? It's been months since we spoke to one another. It's been months, and I have moved on. I don't want to have sex with you. And let me tell you guys that I did not sleep a wink throughout the night. I didn't sleep a wink throughout the night. I did not sleep a wink. It was from one pester to another, from one sub story to another, from, oh Lord Jesus. At some point, I was scared that he was going to get violent and take it. The moment it was 5 a.m., I was like, okay, please, I think you should leave now, it's morning. I was like, oh, it's so dark. I was like, okay, let's wait till 6. The moment it was 6, I didn't sleep. The moment it was 6, I said, okay, it's time to go. He was like, oh, you're chasing me from your house, blah, 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 blah. He didn't understand still yet why. Like, is there something in the head of men that they don't understand? Like, they don't understand. I don't understand. I'm trying here to understand why men just gloss over this issue. Why they cannot see that this is a problem, that it is problematic. Why can't they see that it is problematic? It doesn't matter if, even if you've had sex with that person in the past, right? If you guys are together. If they say no, no means no. This is why people, there's a lot of marital rape, and people don't consider it marital rape. They say, oh, I'm being intimate with my wife. But your wife said no. Why is no not enough? Why do you have to beg? Why do you have to cajole? Why do you have to threaten to get it? And when you beg or cajole and you threaten and a woman gives in your head is consensual sex. In your mind, oh, we've had consensual sex. No, that is not consensual sex, because you had to beg, you had to cajole, you had to threaten her to get it. She didn't give it to you of her own free will. She didn't give it to you of her own free will. And in this case that's currently going on Twitter, he's saying, she said she told him to stop several times and he continued, he stopped and then he continued. Men do this a lot. In fact, some of them, you're saying stop, they just want to penetrate. You're saying stop, they're like, oh, you're going to like it. I said stop, bitch. I said stop. That's what I said. And it baffles me that something as simple as no, I don't want this, no. And men always act so confused, like, oh my God, I don't understand what consent means, what sexual consent is. And then you put them in a room with a gay man who likes them. Yeah, it is sex now, sexual. You put them in a room with a gay man who finds them attractive, and suddenly they're like, oh, get him away from me, I don't want this. It's the same way that lady said she didn't want it. Now, do you understand? So it's not that men do not understand. No, that's not the thing. They understand perfectly. They choose to ignore. They willfully choose to ignore your cries, to ignore your pleas, to ignore your no. Selfishly, they want to take what they want to take. It's like a thief. You think the thief does not know that that property is not his, that it does not belong to him? He knows. But he wants it still, so he's going to take it. You are a rapist, is what you are. And you have rapey tendencies. So I blocked that, my friend, everywhere. The next day, I wanted to talk about it. I said, hey. No, first of all, like, I just blocked him everywhere when I woke up. Because I had to sleep. Because I didn't sleep throughout that night. So when I woke up, I blocked him everywhere. On Twitter, on WhatsApp, I blocked him everywhere. Instagram, I blocked him everywhere. And then he called me with another number that I didn't know, that I didn't have. And he was like, hey, what's up? I found out you blocked me. And I was like, Jesus is Lord. The willful ignorance. Like, how is it that you hurt me? How is it that you do this to me? How is it that you come into my house and disrespect me this way? And then you act like nothing happened. You act like we're cool. Is this amnesia that they have? Suddenly, there's an amnesia. They don't remember what happened. Suddenly, it's not that serious. Was it that serious? You're taking this too serious. He told me that I was taking it too seriously. He said, you're taking it too seriously. When I told him, this is why I blocked you. And this is why I don't want you in my space anymore. And I'm telling you this, not because I owe you an explanation, but because you shouldn't do this to another woman. Do not repeat what you did to me to another woman. It pained me because my home is my space. My home is like my sanctuary. And I invite you into my home, my sanctuary, and you come. And you violate my space like this, and you have the audacity to ask me, to tell me, oh, is this why you're angry? Is it that serious? Is that why you blocked me everywhere? Nigga, fuck you. And I mean it. Fuck you so much. I was so mad. And I said, the only reason I'm telling you this is because you don't get to repeat this thing with another woman. Men want to gloss it over. They want to gloss. They don't want to talk about it. And when you want to talk about it, they say, oh, women are always nagging. Women are always nagging. Women are so emotional. You're crazy. You are the crazy person. Because how is it that you come into my life and you traumatize me? And then you're asking me to just move on from that trauma? You're not the one who got traumatized. So no, you don't know how it feels. But I'm not going to let you just gloss over it and just move on from it. I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to... I don't want all that drama, right? Because I'm trying to protect my peace. I'm not doing it for your sake. I'm doing this for my sake. I'm doing this for my sake. So I'm not going to call you out or anything like that. But the one thing that I'm going to do is that you are denied access to my life forever. You are blocked forever, everywhere. Even in real life, if you see me, if I see you, I'm going to move like I don't know you. Because how dare you do that to someone? How dare you traumatize someone? And then you ask them, oh, is that why you're so angry? It's not that deep. Let someone traumatize you that way and then you say it's not that deep. Go through what I went through and then say it's not that deep. You cannot tell women it's not that deep when they try to talk to you about how you abuse them. You cannot say it's not that deep because it is deep. It's my life we're talking about here. And so I cut him off and I said, you know what, goodbye. That's it. And I was like, oh, let's have like a face-to-face conversation. I say, me, you, in the same space. Bye, please. Goodbye in Jesus' mighty name. This is probably why the Holy Spirit told you to stay away from me. Because you are a demon. Yes, you are a demon. Because if it was indeed the Holy Spirit who told you to stay away from me, the Holy Spirit saw right through you and knew you were a son of Satan. Consent can be withdrawn. Consent can be withdrawn. You and a lady can be kissing and she doesn't want to go further. She's saying, no, I don't want to do more than kiss. You leave it be. If you know that, oh, she's turning you on or she's leading you on, then don't be led on. Say no too. You two set boundaries. Men act like they cannot set boundaries. Have you ever been with a man that does not like you? That's when you know that he can set boundaries. You say, oh, no, 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 don't touch me. Oh, no, 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 don't come near me. They can set boundaries. They pretend like they don't know what boundaries is. If you are complaining that, oh, what this woman does every time is to lead me on, give me breadcrumbs, and then later on she teases me and then she doesn't, then tell her to stop. Say, hey, I want to fuck you, but you don't want to fuck me. So please stop teasing me. Stop sending me your pictures. Stop kissing me. No, no. Until we're both on the same page. But to use the excuse that, oh, she led me on to rape somebody. That's a bitch move. That right there is a bitch move. And you all have to rise to accountability. Begin to rise and become accountable for your actions. Rise up. Stand up right now. Stand up. Yes, stand up, because you can stand up for other things. But you cannot stand up and be accountable for your actions. You just want to gloss it over and you don't want to discuss it. Oh, women nag too much. Oh, women are always talking. Yeah? Women are always talking because they want to talk about what you did, because you're trying to avoid responsibilities. That's what it is. Because you do not want to be burdened with that conversation because you know it is true. You don't want to be burdened with that conversation because you know that 100% she is correct. And so therefore, you're glossing it over. You're saying, no, 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 no. Consent can be withdrawn at any time. Okay? It can be given. It can be withdrawn. And a woman, another thing about consent is that a woman can decide that she wants to have vaginal sex with you, but she doesn't want to have anal sex with you. The fact that she gave you consent for vaginal sex does not mean that you should have anal penetration with her. So don't try to be slicky and try to slip it into that other hole. No, 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 no. We catch you. So don't do that. She didn't give you consent for that. She did not give you consent to have anal sex with her. That's rape. In case you didn't know, now that is rape. That is rape. If during sex a woman is saying, oh no, please stop. Stop immediately. Like, are you that cold that your lover is saying stop? And you're not trying to stop to find out, oh, are you hot? What is going on? Are you okay? Like, you just want to continue. Are you a beast? Who raised you? You beasts. Because that's what you are, a beast. So don't come here and pretend like, oh, you don't know what consent is. Oh, she agreed. Oh, she said yes. Oh, she was drunk. Oh, if a woman does not expressly give you consent, then leave her be. Leave her be. Okay? So I need you all to start taking accountability for your actions, please. And stop pretending like you don't understand what consent is. You understand what it means. You do. So rise up and take accountability for your actions. Okay? Thank you so much for listening to another episode of my podcast. Guys, if you have any questions, feedback, you can send me a mail, olivia.sose@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. You can chat me up and we could talk, okay? Please, to the men who are listening to this, no means no. No what? No means no. So don't try to be slick. Don't cajole. Don't beg. If she said no, it means no. Let her tell you yes out of her free will. Don't you want to be desired? Don't you want to be wanted? I mean, come on. I'm just going to stop here. I'm going to stop here. Okay, until next time, you all. Until next time, we're going to talk again. See you all later. Have fun. And be safe out there, please. Be safe. Men are feeling very entitled. Very, very entitled. So please be safe. It doesn't matter if he's your friend, blah, blah, blah. Men be changing like chameleons when it comes to sex. So please keep safe, ladies. Thank you all so much. Until next time. Bye. And don't forget to subscribe to my Spotify. Yes. Follow. Subscribe. Okay. Bye, y'all. Until next time. See you.